Okay, so let's see. I just press this button. Do I press the one on top? Oh no, I'm rolling. Okay, fine. Okay, so if you want to know what we did last time, listen to the tape. Okay, but here's what we're gonna do this time. We are actually. I just want to skip a little bit and do something interesting in the Gemara in the run. It's easier in the run because you can find it right away, and it's pretty much. You know, right there. It's the Run Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And you have an interesting little thing. Okay? That the Gemara says like this. Actually, the Mishnah says... let me just see. Hang on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the Mishnah actually says Makam Shenagu Levarech Yivarech, place where they make a bracha on Megillah, you should make a bracha. V'shelo Levarech Lo Yivarech, and wherever they don't make the brachos on the Megillah, don't make a bracha. Okay, now the thing is, this the Gemara says this is not talking about the brachos that we make before the Megillah, because that's a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's not subject to minhag. We always make a Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay, you make Shechiyanu, and there are three brachas you make before you start the Megillah. So that is not subject to minhag. But the only thing that is subject to minhag is the bracha that you make after the Megillah. Okay? And that's what the Gemara says. Amar Abaye lo shanu el lachareha aval lefaneha mitzvah levarich. Before you read the Megillah, of course you have to make a Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay, but the bracha after is the one in question. Okay, so what's the bracha after? Okay, now, I don't know. I didn't look up what we actually say. I assume it's the one they have here in the Gemara. But the one that they have in the Gemara, actually, so you have two different shittas here. Okay, the Gemara says, that what bracha do you make after? The bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Harav es Rivenu, he, I guess,
fights our fight,
good, that's, we'll go with that. Hadan es Dinenu, okay, judges our judgments, in other words, what do you call it, I don't know the good word for it.
Exacting justice,
he justifies us, okay. Nokem es nikmasenu, okay, he takes avenges our what we need avenging. V'hanifra lanu mitzareinu, okay, and he exacts whatever along the same lines from our enemies. He saves us and exacts punishment from them. V'hamashalim gemol l'chol oyvei nafshenu, okay, and he exacts punishment from all of our enemies. Okay. Then it says, Baruch Atah Hashem HaNifra LiYisrael Mikol Tzareihem. Okay. So he, I don't know, what would be the exact translation? Nifra is that he redeems us from all our enemies. Is that good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the payback
right.
Kind of thing, right?
Right. Okay. So it says like this. Okay. Then it says, Rava Omar HaKelam Oshia. Rava is a very... shortened version, he says, you just say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKelam Oshia. Okay, the God who saves us, the God of who saves. Okay. And Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Nimrinuhu L'Tarvayu. Therefore, we say both. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaNifra LiYisrael Mikol Tzareihem HaKelam Oshia. Okay, so we have both elements in there. Okay, so I would just like to understand. Now, let me see if the run says anything. Okay. Okay, not... let's see. Okay. The run doesn't seem to comment anything. So I would just like to understand what's the difference between Abaye, on one hand, who has the long bracha, okay, and Rava, who seems to have a pretty short thing here. Okay, Hakel Moshe. Yes.
Does Rava think he's saying he's like covering all the same ideas as Abaye just in that short bracha?
Well, that's what you'll have to tell me. is that what you would say, that the difference between Abaye and Rava is whether we don't have to be so long-winded, we can summarize it and basically condense everything that's been said by Abaye in a short thing, HaKel HaMashiach? Mm-hmm. Why extend the bracha so long?
Like, he definitely doesn't disagree with Abaye, like, disagree with, like, the content of Abaye.
Okay.
Right? You know, so that's the next step. Okay.
Okay, so you're saying that basically he's summarizing Abaye.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's say we don't say that way. Let's say we say that there's really a difference. Could we, in other words, before we say that one man is summarizing the others, let's see if there's anything essentially different between what they're saying. If we can't find any difference, then, okay, we may be justified in concluding that one is a shortened version of the other. But would you say, if we wanted to see if there's really a difference, could you notice any difference between those two nuschaos? Let me just get a sitter. You want to get a sitter? You can get one, you know, a few if you want. Okay, and this way maybe we could just, like, sort of put it out there in, you know, English and see what we come up with.
I mean, it sounds very similar, just like all the ideas that he's saying, like, okay, no kemos imatenu, like, all these things. I don't know.
Sounds similar, right.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty close, and it sounds like a summary. Okay, now, is there English in there, Tom?
Oh.
Let's at least get one, get a, like, an art scroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't there the idea that, like, we shouldn't overly like say, like, certain praises that we shouldn't be, like, doing?
Yeah, there was a guy.
Okay, that is a good
right.
Yeah.
There was that guy who kept adding more and more
right
brachas, and
that's right, like that story with Hakel Gadol Givor Nora,
and
kept going on.
Yeah,
right, and the person said to him, well, "Are you finished insulting God?"
Yeah,
you know. So yes, there is a an idea of brevity, of not thinking that we know how to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is true. Okay, so let's see. Maybe that has relevance here too. Let's see where. I mean, that's a good point, and if that is the case, right, that we know that you shouldn't extend just endlessly praise, so how did Abaye have the right? Sounds like he's saying a pretty long phrase. I mean, he's throwing a lot of things in there.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem to violate that idea that's found by Hakel HaGadol Gibor. Okay. So let me just take a look here.
786.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay. 786, that'd be fun.
Oh,
right.
which one are we? Oh, here, yeah.
Okay, so now is that basically the same as they have in the Gemara, right? Harav is Rivenu, Danas Dinenu, Nokim is Tinkmasenu, Masham Gemul Chalavin Nefshenu, Anifalam Nitzrenu. Then at the end you have Anifalamo Yisrael Mikol Tzarehem, Hapkel HaMoshiach. Okay, so the Hapkel HaMoshiach was the addition of Rava. Okay, but basically if you want the translation that they give is, who takes up our grievance. Okay, Rav is Rivenu. Riv is a strife between two combatants, right? And he takes up our side. Okay, judges our claim. Danas Dinenu. Nokem Esnik Masenu, avenges our wrong. Okay, Meshalem Gemul L'Chol Oyvei Nafshenu. Meshalem Gemul, who brings just retribution upon all enemies of our soul. V'hanifralanu mitzareinu, and exacts vengeance from us, for us, from our foes. Okay, then you have Baruchat Hashem Hanifra Lama Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, who exacts vengeance for his people of Israel from all their foes. And then Hakel HaMoshiach, the God who brings salvation. Okay, so our question is there a difference between saying all the aforementioned versus Hakel HaMoshiach? Okay. So one suggestion was Hakel HaMoshiach is a condensation of everything. Okay? And then the other point that was brought up is, if that's the case, that certainly should be preferable, because we know wherever you could be brief, you should not be lengthy, especially when it comes to praising God. Okay, because you run the danger of distorting the true idea of God.
It doesn't seem like in the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says we say both now, right?
That's right.
So it seems like from the Gemara's conclusion, the Gemara at least is taking it that they're two totally different statements, because otherwise that wouldn't be an answer. It would just be okay. So the more, like, if it's the say the more long-winded one, all right, it covers both. Or if not, right, the brief one, okay, that covers it just in a more brief way. But it's covering the same idea.
That's a good point.
So it wouldn't. There would be no answer of both. It must be that it's two different things.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. That's a good rebuttal, because, right? Because if it's a condensation, then it makes no sense.
It's redundant.
It's redundant?
Yeah.
That's right. So that would be a good proof, a very good proof, that it's not a condensation, but it's a different concept. That's very good. That's a good deduction. That's a good deduction.
I just don't know what the difference is, though.
Right. But we know, it would appear, right, that is a valid deduction. That's a solid point, that it's two different ideas. Right, okay, but now what would you say about the other point that was brought up, that how can you make such a long declaration, so many shvachos? Isn't that similar to the to violating where you just keep adding praises? And it's unwarranted. Not that it's unwarranted, but it's a distortion. You're not allowed to do that. That you think that you could praise God. Right? What about that? Okay. So what is the difference between the praises that are described in this bracha and the praises that we have, for instance, in Shimon Esrei, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora. Right over there, it says that if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said those, we would have no right to say it. Okay? So why, if we can only say those because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, how can we say this? Moshe Rabbeinu never said this. Mm-hmm. Right? So what's the difference in those praises and these praises? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you say again?
Yeah, this is talking about it sounds like Gadol, Gibor, Nora is like, in a sense, describing God, which is something we can do.
Okay.
Right, it's giving an attribute to him.
Okay.
But this seems like it's just talking about actions. This is just what he does. Fact one, fact two, fact three. He does this, this, and this.
That's correct. That's right. In other words, by Shimon Esrei, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, there, you are saying something about God himself. Right, he's saying God is great, he is powerful, he's fearful. you're ascribing attributes to God himself, so to speak. Okay? That you run into a problem. Okay? But in this bracha, we're not describing God himself, we are describing his actions. His actions you could describe. That's no problem. It certainly is true by anybody that could observe that God has vanquished the enemy, that God has paid them back for their sins, that God has avenged our bad situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are actions. So apparently, in actions, the don't run that violation, okay? Because you're not ascribing things directly to God. Okay, so that's the general rule, that his actions we could be meshabeach him with. Okay, because actions that we have a right to observe and to declare. But to say, to describe God himself, that you have no right to do. Okay? So that's the difference. That if you're giving an attribute, if you're talking about God himself, that's a problem. But actions is okay. Okay? Okay, so that's why the bracha is no problem. You can go on and on for as long as you'd like. Okay? That would be the answer to that question. Does that help us with regard to our other problem? What is the difference between Abaye and Rava? The question is, now we understand why Abaye, it is okay for Abaye to enumerate many of these shvachos, because he's praising God by his actions, which is okay. Okay, that's not a violation, because God, you're categorizing the actions, you're showing the actions of God, that's okay. That's how we praise God. We look at the world and we see his wonderful actions. Okay, but now the question is, so that's why Abaye formulated his bracha. Okay,
oh,
but the question is Rava. But now Rava, we said that if you'll tell me Rava is a condensation of Abaye, so the question is, it wouldn't make sense to say both. So apparently he must be saying something new that Abaye didn't have. So the question is, what's the difference between Abaye and Rava? What's the difference between saying Hanukkah Mesnik Matsenu and between saying Hakel Moshia?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between those two statements?
I mean, Hakel Moshia is also saying his action, you know?
Okay. But
it's more descriptive.
That's right. You see?
Yeah, Abaye is more descriptive.
Abaye is more descriptive. In other words, Rava is talking about God himself. Rava is the chiluk that we just made. Forget about that for a second. What is Rava really doing? He's saying Hakel Moshia. He's telling you the mita of God. He's a God who saves. He's talking about God himself. Abaye is not talking about God himself. He's saying Hanokim es nikmasenu. He did this action.
Yeah.
He did that action. He did the third action. Rav is not referencing an action. He's saying Hakel Moshiach. He's referencing God.
The God, the Saver.
The Saver. That's right.
Whereas,
so he's describing God.
He's not saying God that saved me this time, right?
Yes.
Are we saying that like Abaye's is written like from the aspect of like people or from the
action?
Action, okay.
Abaye is action. Rava is HaKadosh Baruch himself. Midas HaKadosh Baruch.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that saves.
Okay.
Okay? That clearly is the difference, right? That's why it's concise. Because when you're describing action, yes, you can you elaborate. You could. There are many actions, you see. But all the actions stem from one Mida. What's the one Mida? HaKel HaMoshiach. The God who saves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he has, in a sense, he's condensed it, but he's condensed it because the bracha is focusing on a different thing. It's focusing on a shevach of God himself. He's the God whose mida is to save. Okay? Abaye, his bracha, is in terms of action, not in terms of the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
Okay, God performed this action. Okay, so that really is, I mean, I want to say the difference. It is a important difference between Abai and Rava. Okay. Right? So could we say that according to Rava, the bracha is more along the aspect of shevach? See, I'm telling about God Himself. It's a shevach. It's a kelam Moshiach. Abaye is describing the actions that we were saved, like you were saying, from the aspect of the person himself. You see, God avenged us. God did this for us. That is closer to Hodah, that we're thanking God. We're concentrating on the action. It's more action focused. According to Rava, it's more in terms of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so it would appear, I mean, that's what we could say for sure, that one is more Midos and the other is more actions. Okay, if you want to say a little further, okay, then I would say that one is more in line with Shevach and one is more in line with Hodah. Okay. Okay. I'm not secure with that. You're going a little further out. You know, you're going a little further. So the first statement I feel more is definitely you have a very secure footing in the facts. Okay, one is the mita and one's the actions. Okay, but possibly the mita is because that's shevach, and the action is hodah. So that's a little more perhaps a speculation, but. Well, we can offer that as a possibility. Okay. Yeah.
If we're seeing for Rava that he's talking about the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how could he say? It brings back to the same question as before. How could he say this something that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said?
Okay. So right. So if we are saying that we can only be Meshabech God through his actions, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we can't describe God himself, so then it would seem that Rava is now treading on the dangerous ground that he's getting too close to what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could describe God in that way. Okay.
Isn't there a difference? I mean to me it seems pretty clear that it's just a difference of the where and when. I mean, in terms of Kelagadol Gibur Vanor, it's just Stam Tefillah. This is an event took place, and on this event you want to say something that has to do with what happened or what's going on, the subject matter. In terms of the subject matter, then I wouldn't say Kelagadol Gibur Vanor, I would say Kelag Moshiach.
But now we said with regard to Hakel Agadah Gibor Vanora, we couldn't say that unless Moshe Rabbeinu said it, right?
In terms of maybe just Stam Tefillah.
Well, why should that, in other words, why can't I say it by Tefillah? Because we're saying that if your idea of those concepts, right, the idea that you have, is really a false idea. In other words, your idea of Gvura is not real Gvura. So you're ascribing to God something that's a weakness, right? So that's why you can't say it in tefillah. But then, really, it would be wrong to say that in any sense, because then I'd be ascribing something false to God. See, but it would seem if I say Hakel HaMoshia, it's true that I'm talking about the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he saves. But it's from the aspect of an action. In other words, if I say God is the one, the God that saves, you see, so I'm referencing God, but through an action. You see, that would seem to be okay. When if you say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, you're not referencing him through an action. You're referencing him through the concept of Gibor. You're saying he is strong. You see, that would seem to be a violation. But if I say he is the one behind the things that save me, I'm not really referencing him directly. You see, he's the one that saves. Now it is true. He has a mita that he saves man.
What's the difference?
Well, because if I say he's the if I reference him as being the source of a certain action, you see, that's okay. But if I reference him directly, if I say that he is Gibor, he is a Gibor, he is strong, then I'm ascribing something positive in a positive way, a positive attribute, not through any action. You see, then I'm describing the source of his action. In other words, if I say Hakel HaMoshia, I'm saying he's the one that saves. But let's say I say, well, how does he save? Because he's a Gibor. You see, then I'm giving a direct idea of God himself. You see, he could save because he's strong. Oh, now you're telling me something about him. You see, not referencing actions. He himself.
So then...
that would be no good.
And doesn't that knock out what we said before? Before, didn't we say that Rava's describing him? Now it sounds like we're saying it's really just describing his action.
You're right. You're describing him from the aspect of an action. You see, but it's still a description of him. You know what I mean? In other words, Rava, it is true they both are dealing with actions, because when you look at it, right, that's why initially we thought one's just a condensation, because Abai is saying he saves us, and Rava is saying he saves us. So what's the difference? You see, I think the only difference is in terms of the angle that you're approaching it from. You see, according to Abaye, he is saying in terms of us. You see, we receive all this benefit from him. He saves us, he does this, he does that. You see, so therefore it's the action per se that we're thanking him for. You know what I mean? Whereas Rava is really describing God through his action. But the emphasis is on the giving information about God, not so much the action. Abaye's emphasis is on describing and enumerating the actions, because this shows God's how much God benefited us. You see, Rava's emphasis is action. He's dealing through the action, but his emphasis is on telling you something about God, that he's the one that saves. You see, and we're stopping there. Okay, when I say he's the one that saves, I'm giving an idea about God through his actions. But my intent is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give a information about God. You see, then I say Hakel HaMoshiach. He's the one that saves, that does this action. But if I reference the actions per se, then I'm focusing on the benefit that he gave to me. You see, I'm enumerating the actions. Now I'm more focused on the actions. That is more in line with Ehol Dov. Okay? How his actions affect me. I have to thank him for all of these great actions that he did. In Shevach, I'm not thanking him. I'm just giving information. I'm conveying information. This is God's nature, that he's a Kelamoshia. Okay? So you're right Shevach and Hodah has to reference actions, because that's the only way that we can have any knowledge of God. But it's just from a different angle. Okay, what the purpose of the reference is. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why also we could combine both. Because like Sammy said, if really they were both Shevach, or they were both Hodah, and one was just a shortened form, then it would be duplicating. But if I say one is Shevach and the other is Hodah, then I could really include both. Okay, because I'm adding something to the bracha. Okay. So that's the end of that. Now let me ask you, is it warm in here or is it me? I don't know, I feel like
it's warm. A little on the warm side.
Yeah, what's that?
A little on the warm side.
Now if we open that door with
we
that.
We can open this one.
Oh, okay.
This one's going to cool it down a lot more.
Okay, good.
Don't worry, there's going to be Arctic winds tonight.
Arctic winds, yes.
You heard about that?
I know, yeah. They say it's really going to be freezing.
Yeah, they say it's going to be real. They said it's going to be like the single digits or something tomorrow. Real feel, negative 20.
What?
Isn't that crazy? I just heard it before I walked in. I heard that on the news. Negative 20 to negative 30. Something like that.
I mean, they say that the weather is insane. The parts of the country that are like, I don't know, with the wind chill factor,
yeah.
60.
They say Chicago
like
set a record or something. Like
really?
Yeah. Chicago's like the coldest it's ever been. Minnesota.
Okay, so he goes like this. Now the Ron says like this. The Ron says, he has an interesting question. Okay? This is an interesting question. I mean, I don't know how far we could get it, but this really, he asks like this. That the bracha is... Why I close that? What's the page again? 786. Okay. So you see an interesting thing that the bracha is you have three brachas before, right? And then the bracha after is Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Okay. So it's a full bracha. Now the Ran asks, we have a rule. He says Yesh l'tamua, bracha zu lama poseches b'barach. You have a rule that if you have Brachos asmucha lechaverta, you don't have to start with a baruch, right? Like you have in Kriyas Shema, you have Yotzer Avarech Hoshechos Hashem Avarezakol. Then every bracha after Ava Rabba Lekel Baruch is it starts with it doesn't start with a bracha, it ends with a bracha, okay? But each bracha doesn't have a beginning bracha because it all relies on the first bracha. Okay, so you could just have a paragraph with an end bracha. Okay, so if you follow that rule here, really it should after the Megillah you should read Haravas Rivenu. Right? I mean, maybe it will be a little different. That sounds like in the middle of a sentence, but however you formulate it, you wouldn't have to start with Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Okay, so why is it that the bracha starts as if there's no bracha before the Megillah? Okay. So he says like this, Lama poseches b'baruch, shehare hi smucha lebracha shelefaneha. Okay? He says, debish lama birkas haTorah. Okay, so if you compare this to birkas haTorah, actually you'll say it's consistent. Because in birkas haTorah, you start out, you're mevarach before you get the aliyah, right? Before they start reading, right? You're mevarach. Mm-hmm. And then you do the Kriyas HaTorah, and then you go Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Sanu Eschai Lam Tav Zecheinu.
Yeah, Bachar is the first one.
So over there you don't say that the bracha is Samach L'Chaverta and just start with the Shevach and end with the Bracha, right? But you have another complete Bracha, okay? So the Ran says over there, there's a reason why they didn't formulate it as Samach L'Chaverta, because he says that over there, that originally when they were Masakin Birkas HaTorah, each Ola didn't really say both Brachas. The first Ola would say the first Bracha, Shevach Avanim Kol Amim. Then you'd have all the aliyahs in between. They wouldn't be mevarech. And then the last Ola, after he was finished, would say the last bracha. Okay? So you'd have seven aliyahs, and the first Ola would say the first bracha, and the last Ola would say the last bracha. But But you wouldn't, each person wouldn't say both brachos. They were considered like all one string, all one continuous thing. Okay? So he says over there, he says, since in that case you had a different person making the first bracha and a different person making the last bracha, they didn't want to make it that the last person would rely on the first person's bracha. They didn't want to split it up that way. So since it was two separate people, they made each person say the complete bracha. And they didn't formulate it as one unit, a beginning and an end. Okay? So then what happened was when they changed the gezerah and everybody said the brachas were already formulated. So they didn't change it. But otherwise, had it been originally that each person would make a bracha rishona and a bracha acharona, they definitely would have had it that the first bracha started with a barach, and the last bracha would be, the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah, would be just an ending bracha. Mm-hmm. Okay? So he says, so that would have been that way. Okay? But because of this, they didn't formulate it that way. Okay, but over here, you definitely have one person's reading Kriyas HaMegillah, and he definitely should have the brachas before, and then the bracha after should not start with a bracha. Okay? Now he says, where do you see a case of this? Because you see, in Kriyas Shema, the Ran says like this. He says, okay, he says like this. He says, now he says the Megillah is not a hafsek. Okay, maybe you'll say the Megillah is a hafsek because you make the brachas before and then you lay in the whole Megillah, so then the original brachas are too far removed, so you have to start again. The Ran says that's not true, because you see by Kriyas Shema, okay, even though you have Kriyas Shema in the middle, but nevertheless it's not considered a hafsek. So even after you say Kriyas Shema, when you say Emes V'Yatziv, there's no bracha in the beginning. You still rely on the original bracha after Baruchu. Okay? So there's no idea of a hefsek here. Okay, so he says, so why is it that the second bracha, that the bracha after the Megillah starts with a Baruch? Okay? So the Ran says the reason why is, he says, the high bracha acharona lav akriyas Megillah. Does not go on Kriyas Megillah. He says, "Ela bracha bifnei atzma sheniskana al hanes." It's a separate bracha that was niskan on the nes, but it's not really a bracha of Mikra Megillah.
Okay,
yeah, it makes sense. So when you pointed out the first part, I was like, "It doesn't. There's nothing. There's similarities between them."
There is no similarity between
the first three.
That's right. Between the first three, which go on the Megillah and
right before.
That's
and
right.
The last one. I don't have any.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. So therefore, what? So therefore, he says that this bracha is not on the Megillah. Okay. So what do you think about that? Good.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
And what's it on?
Nace.
It's on the nace.
On the nace?
But then, Stam, you should be able to say it whenever.
Should be able to say it whenever.
And
right.
Any time for him.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that. Then what? Yeah, exactly what happens then.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Then what did he think? In other words, what was his question? His question was, why is that bracha? His question was based on the premise that the bracha goes on the Megillah.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
And now his answer is, obviously, it must be, the only conclusion you could arrive at is that the bracha does not go on the Megillah.
Right. Makes sense.
Okay.
It's not simply just hefset.
What's that?
We brought up Birchas HaTorah. Did we say anything about like the Haftarah? Or the Bracha afterwards also starts Baruch Tashem?
Yeah, what about the Haftarah? That's a good question.
Are we going to say the same thing, that it's not going
same
to Haftarah?
Goes according on. To the Ran, you have to say that the Brachas of Haftarah also do not go on Haftarah. No?
Yeah. We gotta. Here, there's a difference that you could see in the what the brachos are talking about. That there's something different.
Yeah, why with the haftarah?
No, by Megillah, there's a difference between the first three and the last one.
Yes, and by haftarah. That's a good point.
Yeah, it sounds like they're actually you could go with the same reasoning.
The same reason. Now, so let me just understand. Let me understand this reasoning a little better. So it goes on the nace, right? But like you said, could you say it? Let's say you don't read the Megillah, or let's say a person doesn't say the bracha after the Megillah, but he says the bracha. He wants to say the bracha in the middle of the day, or he wants to say the bracha at night, or he wants to say the bracha just any time before he reads the Megillah. Could he say it before he reads the Megillah? I mean, if it goes on the nace,
then yeah, why not?
Why not, yeah. Right? I mean, are we going to say that? I mean, we're not going to say that.
No, we can't.
Right? We can't say that.
I can tell. If we would have said yes, we'll say that. I don't know if he would have been able to say anything to us. Like, oh.
I know. Well, I was hoping that, you know.
Right, that's,
I mean, it would seem that we cannot just, you know.
Hefker, yeah.
Yeah, this is not Hefker here. I mean, you're supposed to say it after you read the Megillah.
Right. That's how it's masaking, right?
That's how it's masaking, right? So what does that mean? It goes on the nace. Very nice, it goes on the nace. Okay. What do you mean it doesn't go on the Megillah? I mean, what does that mean? What's the difference between saying it goes on the Megillah or it goes on the nace? I mean, what's the Megillah? The Megillah's talking about the nace. So fine, it goes on the nace. That's why you read it after the Megillah, because the Megillah's describing the nace. And once we, obviously, right, if, let's just elaborate on his thing. And as obviously, what does it mean it goes on the nace? Why can't I say the bracha before I read the Megillah? Because obviously, the Megillah is bringing out the nace. And when you hear about the nace, you're chayv to make the bracha. So that's what it means. It goes on the nace. But if I walk away from the Megillah and then I make the bracha 20 minutes later, it's not going to be good. Or if I make the bracha before the Megillah, it also won't be good. Right? So it has to be the bracha's related somehow to the nace. Okay. So why does that mean that I can't make, that it shouldn't be smucha l'chaverta? I mean, what's the difference between saying it goes on the nace and it goes on the Megillah? Let's say I say it goes on the Megillah. Well, what does that mean? That means, oh, you read the Megillah, you got to say these brachas. Well, why are you saying those brachas? Because, obviously, the content of the Megillah is talking about the nace, and the bracha is saying that God saved us. So, doesn't it sound like that's the same thing? That, yeah, it goes on the Megillah, it goes on the nace. It's a shevach that God saved us. And where did he save us? In the Megillah. So what's the difference between saying it goes on the nace and it goes on the Megillah? That's what I'd like to understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds pretty close. If I told you it goes on the Megillah, and you looked at it and you said, oh, yeah, it goes on the Megillah because it's saying God saved us and, you know, all the nisim, and you'd say, yeah, the nace and the Megillah.
That's true.
You're making a bracha on two duped. Different things.
We got duped. We all got duped. That's the problem. We all got duped. But really, when you think about it, it just sounds like a fancy way of saying the same thing. And we walked away with a thumbs up.
Ron pulled a fast one.
See that?
Yeah.
You gotta keep your eyes open.
Should we cross out this round then?
Start on the trash.
Let's erase that from the tape if you don't mind. Yeah. I mean, it's a good, right? It's a good, that was a joke. It's a good, right? I mean, this is a good question. This is something that we have to look into and think about. I mean, this is not just, the run is not just, you know, trying to double talk us.
So what's our new question now?
Our new question is that the Ron said that it's a problem why the bracha after the Megillah is not samach to the brachas before. Because obviously the bracha goes on the Megillah and it should be, you know, it shouldn't have to begin with a new bracha. So his answer is, no, it doesn't go on the Megillah, it goes on the Nes. Well, that leaves us sort of like empty. What do you mean it goes on the Nes? Like you were asking, well, does that mean I can make the bracha if I don't read the Megillah? Doesn't seem so. Right? So you can only make the bracha if you read the Megillah, because obviously it goes on the Nes that's, we just read about it in the Megillah. So what is the difference in, so it still goes on the Megillah. I mean, how does that get
that's
you out of the problem?
The
He's the run saying that the bracha doesn't really go on the Megillah, it goes on the Nes. But what do you mean it goes on the Nes? The Nes that's in the Megillah. So that's on the Megillah. You're reading the Megillah, you read about the Nes, so you have to make the bracha on the Nes. So what's the difference? Isn't that going on the Megillah?
Yeah.
I mean.
So why does that get you out of the problem? And oh, now this bracha is a totally different bracha, and you have to start with a baruch.
I mean, you're making the bracha on the Nes, which is only detailed through the Megillah. And you're not going to have detail enough to say, oh, wow, that's something that's deserving of a bracha without reading the Megillah. But you're still making a bracha only on the Nes.
Okay.
And if we just, like if we were at, like, Pesach today and we just started talking about Tzias B'Sarim, it's not the same thing as opening up a Chumash and looking at, you know, Shmos through, Yisrael.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I say it goes on the Megillah, what does that mean? What am I saying when
Kriya
I say
now?
That? What's that?
But now you're doing it on Kriya.
I'm doing it on the Kriya. Okay. I'm doing it on the Kriya, so...
That's true.
What's that? It doesn't
the second
like...
bracha doesn't seem like it's on the Kriya.
That seems like it's on the Nes too.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. So what does that mean if I say it's on the Kriya? What does that mean? I mean, let me ask you this. When you make the Berachas Kriya Shema, right? That goes on Kriya Shema. Well, what does that mean? It means that the brachos are like an elaboration of themes found in the Kriya Shema. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, isn't that like sort of... This bracha is elaborating on a nes, on the nesim. I mean, why isn't that a bracha on the Kriya?
It's in the Kriya, right? Yeah.
It's on the Kriya, it's on the content of the Kriya, it's describing something about the Kriya. So, because Kriya Shema, that elaborates on subjects in the Kriya Shema, and we consider that a bracha that goes on Kriya Shema.
Right, and say, oh no, this is bracha on tzitzis. No,
right, or this is a bracha about, yeah, Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim, this is a bracha about, Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim and Kriya Shema. Okay, fine, but
that's what
Kriya Shema is. So that's the idea of the Megillah is Pesumei Nisa.
Right.
So yeah, I agree. It goes on the Nes. Fine. Well, that's would be a perfect Birkas Megillah, a bracha on the Nes. Yeah, exactly. And like you were saying, what's your first name? Aaron.
Chaim.
Like Chaim's saying, that's. On the contrary, the Bracha Rishona, which clearly is on the Megillah, is an elaboration of it's a Shevach on Shas HaNesim. So it's perfect. That's a good point, Chaim. Very good. Thank you. So what do we say? Do we have any suggestions here?
I wanted to say before we even went into all this, that it's just a matter of Hefsek.
What's that? Yeah, right.
It's just a matter of Hefsek.
You would say a matter of Hefsek, right?
I mean, then I could say it by Torah, I could say it by the Haftorah, I could say it everywhere.
That's right.
As long as there's a Hefsek, you gotta start now.
Kriya Shema.
Oh.
Well, that's what the run says.
That's the only place you run into its problem.
Wait, what are you calling the Hefsek?
Well, that's not a Hefsek because that's all the same thing.
What's
so
what
Torah
would be the Hefsek?
Well,
Kriya? What's
yeah.
the Hefsek?
Yeah, what's the Hefsek? You know, you're gonna say the Hefsek's the Kriya, but
yeah.
why would that be a Hefsek? Because these brachos are nogea to the Kriya. That's the purpose of the bracha, to enhance the Kriya.
You have to throw everything out the door, don't you? Huh?
Just take it, crumble it, and throw it in the trash can.
It's fun to throw stuff in the trash can, right? Yeah, the point Chaim made looks pretty bad. Anything I think of, it's now just, oh, that is the girl. That's not
That's right.
fun.
Well, what's the difference between the bracha shas anisim and this bracha? I mean, one's more of an appreciation of a nes,
right?
Well, just appreciation of the fact that Hashem does.
Honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just approach this from a different angle. In other words, what would be the difference if I say the bracha is al hanes, that it's a bracha bifnei atzmo, or if I say it's a bracha that goes on the Megillah? What's the difference? In other words, let's say Birkas Kriya Shema, okay? Birkas Kriya Shema, we know, go on the Kriya Shema. What if I were to say that, no, Birkas Kriya Shema do not go on the Kriya Shema, they're bracha on the, in and of themselves. What is the difference if I say that, whether I say the bracha is a bracha on of itself, or it's a bracha that goes on Kriya Shema? What difference does it make?
In terms of the Mechayev?
In terms of anything.
No, I'm saying...
Maybe it's like in terms of...
Is it in terms of the Mechayev? That it's the Kriya Shema demands a bracha?
Okay.
Not because you have Kriya Shema, it demands some kind of praise or whatever.
Okay.
Introduction.
Fine. So if I say the bracha goes on Kriya Shema, then what I'm saying is, if I don't say the bracha, what am I lacking in? I'm not lacking in the bracha, I'm lacking in Kriya Shema. In other words, if I say Kriya Shema without the brachas before and the brachas after, what am I missing? I'm missing Kriya Shema. You see, I'm not missing the brachos. The brachos we don't really care about. The brachos... Did I shut this?
No, it's recording.
It is running? Okay. Right? If I say the bracha is a bracha bifnei atzmo, that means if I don't say the bracha, what am I lacking? The bracha. If I say the bracha is just an enhancement of Kriya Shema, then if I miss the bracha, I'm really missing Kriya Shema. Right? So the same thing over here. If I say that the bracha after the Megillah is a bracha bifnei atzmo, then if I don't say that bracha, the Megillah is complete. I'm not lacking in the Megillah at all. Okay? If I say it goes on the Megillah, then if I don't say that bracha, I'm lacking in the Kriyas and Megillah itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the first way the Ran was saying was that the Megillah itself requires brachos before and after. If I don't say the brachos before and after, I'm lacking in the Kriyas and Megillah itself. Okay? The way the Ran's saying now is that that's not true. That the bracha after has nothing to do with the Megillah. Is finished. It's over. The bracha after is a separate chiyuv to be mashabeach. But that shevach does not enhance Kriyas Megillah at all. Okay. So I'm not explaining necessarily answering our question. I'm just trying to clarify. What is the difference if I say it's a bracha bifnei atzmo or al hanes, you see, or if I say it's on the Megillah? If I say it's on the Megillah, it may be on the nes of the Megillah, that's fine. But what I'm saying then is that the Megillah demands Shevach afterwards. If I don't say Shevach afterwards, there's something missing in Kriyas Megillah. So it's true, the bracha goes on the Nes, you see, but Megillah needs to have a Shevach al Nes. If I don't have Shevach al Nes before and after, that's not a good, the Megillah reading is incomplete. You see, if I say it's not part of the Megillah, then I'm saying Megillah doesn't need Shevach. Doesn't need Shevach. Megillah's complete. The only thing is, when you read the Megillah, you're chayv to give Shevach al Nes. You can't, you are chayv to give Shevach al Nes. But not that the Megillah is going to be lacking if I don't do it. Okay? So I'm just saying that's really the difference. Whether I say, in both cases, it's al Nes. Of course it's al Nes. What's the bracha going? It's Shevach al Nes. But the only thing is, the Ran was saying in the beginning that if you don't say Shevach al Nes, you're lacking in the Kriya itself. And now he's saying you're not lacking in Kriya. Kriya Megillah does not require a bracha after. Nothing to do with Kriya Megillah. You see, but if the person reads about the Nes, he's chayiv in a bracha. Sefer chayiv. Okay. So, I mean, we could think about it and let's see if, we could, say anything else, okay? Alrighty.
Sure.
Okay.
That was good.
That was nice. Nice stuff, right? The run is good.
Yeah, unbelievable.